After 2.5 years of not being the number one golfer on the planet, Tiger Woods reassumed that distinction on Monday by winning his third tournament of the year. Is that good for golf as well as for Woods and for the rest of us too? Sean Powell, writing for Sports on Earth, thinks it is, and he's made that case in an essay titled A Different Breed of Cat. Sean, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Your article begins with the assertion that golf, quote, desperately needs Tiger Woods on Sundays. On what do you base that contention?
I base that on the previous 12 years when he did show up on Sundays quite regularly in the major tournaments, and we saw golf just explode in terms of ratings, interest, prize money, equipment purchases, every which way across the board. I kind of base that on the fact that golf is much better off when Tiger Woods is in contention on a Sunday.
Is it healthy for any sport to be so dependent on the success of one athlete?
That's a good question. I would probably say no if it pertained to the major sports like football, baseball. Those sports are sort of locked in. However, when you start talking about the niche sports, tennis, golf, auto racing, they need the star who is going to magnetize the public.
Given the melodramatic chaos that Woods made of his life, though, the car crash, the multiple infidelities, the carefully orchestrated by invitation only, mea culpa, and so on, will he ever be as popular as he was before he sunk his own career?
No, but I don't think that's such a bad thing. First of all, it would be almost impossible for him to be that popular, because number one, that would mean that he would have to win a ton of majors, and I don't think he's going to match that. I don't think anyone's going to match that. But see, here's the thing. He doesn't have to be as popular. He's the first billionaire athlete in sports, so he doesn't need the money, even after a divorce. Also, he doesn't have to win 14 more majors. He only has to win 4 or 5 more. So he doesn't have to be that invincible athlete.
Of his return to number one, Woods has said, I don't want to be as good as I once was. I want to become better. And, of course, we might expect nothing less from any elite athlete. But in his case, can he be an even better golfer? It sounds as if you think maybe not.
No, that's out of the realm of possibility. He's not going to win 14 more majors. That's just not going to happen. He's not going to win 77 more tournaments. That's not going to happen. He's not going to hold the number one ranking for the equivalent of 12 years. All he has to do is win 4 more majors in the course of, what, say, 10, 15 years, and be in contention on Sundays, and golf is better off for it.
Well, you keep mentioning the 4 or 5 more majors that would push Woods past Jack Nicklaus. The Masters is coming up in just 2 weeks. Can he stay as good as he seems to be right now to surpass Nicklaus's 18 majors titles?
Well, that's why it would be a fun journey to embark on, because we don't know. He is refocused. I think he's had some happiness for change in his private life. And as we know, as human beings, if we have peace and tranquility and happiness in our private life, that tends to spill over into our work life. It tends to affect, in a positive way, how we go about our business. So if he has this peace dealing with his children, dealing with his ex-wife, dealing with a new person in his life, that can only make him a better golfer.
Sean Powell's essay, A Different Breed of Cat, appeared on Tuesday at Sports on Earth, and you can find a link to it at onlyagame.org. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with me.
I appreciate it. Anytime.